the 1970s, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was visiting Gainesville, Florida, in the United States of America. His airplane landed in a small airport, and then there was several hours of driving to come to the small temple, just a house where a few devotees were living. And Srila Prabhupada said there that we have come to this place so far away from Sridhar Mayapur. By this statement, Srila Prabhupada was revealing his own heart and the geography according to spiritual conceptions. Wherever he was in the world, how far it was away from Sri Mayapur is what was important. Sri Mayapur is the spiritual center of the universe, especially in this age of Kali. Therefore, of all places on the planet, Srila Prabhupada decided to make this the international headquarters for the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's vision was so inconceivable. When he had just a few people interested in what he was saying in the whole world, in a tiny little storefront which was quite dilapidated on the Lower East Side of New York, 26 Second Avenue, he registered as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And his few followers couldn't conceive, how is this international? There was no one with shaved heads, no dhotis, no saris. Just a few people taking some interest. And they didn't even know if they had money to pay the rent for the next month. There was no guarantee materially. But Srila Prabhupada envisioned centers all over the world. And Sri Mayapur Dham to be the international headquarters. When devotees first came to Mayapur, where we are sitting was just a paddy field. There was no buildings, no plumbing facilities. There was nothing. It was just a field. And Srila Prabhupada had the devotees build one little thatched straw hut near the road. And he lived there. And Sri Sri Radha Madhava lived there. And Prabhupada declared this to be the international headquarters. Very difficult. Devotees in those days, they talk about during the monsoons it was flooded. They were on the roof of the thatched hut. And cobras, snakes, scorpions were also looking for shelter on the roof. Who would have conceived? And even at that time, Srila Prabhupada was envisioning a Vedic planetarium, magnificent temple, that would attract people from all over the planet to come and live here, to visit and live here in Sri Mayapur Dham. Because Srila Prabhupada had that complete faith in the inconceivable mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and the power of the holy name. He wasn't speaking theoretically. Srila Prabhupada was speaking with both compassion and conviction. So some people are thinking how to build that magnificent temple here in this very, very isolated part of West Bengal. But compared to the devotees at that storefront conceiving of an international society for Krishna consciousness, or conceiving those few devotees who were sitting on the roof of a thatched hut in the monsoons on this paddy field to think this would be an international headquarters with devotees coming from all over the world. The temple of Vedic Planetarium is a small thing. Devotees do not see by material, conventional methods of what's possible or impossible. When Srila Prabhupada wanted 17 volumes of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita printed and ready for book distribution in 2 months, the devotees were working hard, overtime, trying to get one book every 3 months. That was very difficult for them. Prabhupada said, I want all 17 in the next 2 months. And he didn't say to start it in a month. He wanted them to start on that day with no preparation. And one devotee said, Prabhupada, this is impossible. Prabhupada's reply, famous quote, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. This was Prabhupada's broad vision. But it wasn't just theoretical, it was based on faith. And within 2 months, all 17 volumes were published. And it wasn't easy. They had to bring the whole art department and everything from New York and settle families in Los Angeles, all within 2 months. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they predicted that the holy names of the Lord would be chanted in every town and every village throughout the world. Bhaktivinod Thakur, he envisioned devotees from America and Europe and Africa and China and Russia, people from all over the world gathered together with their Indian brothers and sisters, chanting the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda here in Sri Mayapur Dham. To Today we see yet another wonderful confirmation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision. Why have our acharyas given so much stress on the holiness of Mayapur? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritirtha Dini Shakti Rasmat Ekat Manava Piva Vibhava Deha Vidam Gatao Tao. That the Supreme Lord is one. But for the purpose of loving pastimes, that one Lord has become two. Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Now, Harivo, Dandavak. Now Radha and Krishna have again become one in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna with the loving sentiments and the golden complexion of Srimati Radharani. Rupa Goswami at Prayag, he offered the prayer, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurudveshe Namaha. The Lord incarnates in many times according to the revealed scriptures of the world. But of all incarnations, including Ram and Krishna, the most munificent is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he is coming to give what no other incarnation has given. The highest experiences of spiritual love to everyone. Without consideration of their past. Without consideration of their particular status or where they may be from. He's giving it simply for the price of one's sincere faith. Once in a day of Brahma, that means over 4 billion years, and a night is another, so that means once in over 8 billion years, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in his original form of Krishna and brings with him the highest realm of the spiritual world of Goloka, performing pastimes to attract the hearts of everyone back to his loving Leela. Vrindavan is called Madhurya Dham because of the nature of the sweetness of those pastimes. The cowherd boys are thinking Krishna is simply friend and having loving relationship, playing, joking, as they herd the calves or the cows throughout the day. Yashoda, Nanda, and the elderly gopas and gopis, they love Krishna as their child, worrying about him like any mother and father would worry like a child, intensified by millions of times due to the nature of their love. This month in Kartik, on this particular day of Diwali, Yashoda Mai bound Krishna with the rope of her love. Krishna wanted to reveal to the world that he is conquered and subordinate to the sweet love of his devotee. That love that is not compromised by awe and reverence. But love simply for love's sake. Not because Krishna's God, but because Krishna's all-attractive. And the gopis, their love for Krishna was so sweet, in the mood of lovers, with pure, unselfish hearts. The greatest acharyas have proclaimed that of all religions, there is no comparison to the purity of the surrender and love of the gopis. And of the gopis, the origin of all spiritual love is Srimati Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in that mood of Sri Radha to distribute her love, to distribute the rasas and the happiness of Vrindavan to everyone. When Krishna appeared, Sri Vrindavan Dham was only accessible to a very rare few. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened up the gates to invite and welcome everyone into the pastimes of Vrindavan. That took place here in Sri Navadvip. Therefore, our Vaishnava scriptures and acharyas declare that Navadvip and Vrindavan are absolutely non-different. They are one. In the age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, who were all descendants of Goloka Vrindavan, they performed the Leela of Vrindavan. As Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham, the place of the highest spiritual sweetness, Navadvip is Odarya Dham, where that sweet pastimes is open for everyone. The most magnanimous, the most accessible, and the most rich with loving emotions of all holy places in this universe is Sri Navadvip Dham. In this age of Kali, at a time when people are the least qualified, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in Navadvip, along with his associates, may the highest experiences of spiritual happiness totally acceptable. Simply through properly chanting the holy names of the Lord. Here in Sri Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya revealed his compassion for all living entities and his special love for his devotees. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Charitamrita, these scriptures are about these most beautiful principles. The ecstasy of the Lord's love, his compassion for every living being, and the intimacy of his love for his devotees, and the devotees' love for each other, in the spirit of his love. Lord Chaitanya many times told the world that he is prisoner in the heart of his devotee. Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he loved to glorify his devotee. He would speak of Haridas Thakur's greatness as if he had five mouths. He spoke of Basudev Dutt's merciful nature as if he had 1,000 mouths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give his devotees the credit for his mission. He took a person from an untouchable caste, Srila Haridas Thakur, due to his genuine humility and devotion. Lord Chaitanya made him the Namacharya, the Acharya who was glorified forever for spreading the glories of the holy names. And after Haridas left, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the crown jewel of the entire universe, who by his actions, by his words, spread the holy names throughout, he has now left us. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote 8 verses, Shikshastakam. As far as systematically presenting his philosophy, he gave all credit to Rupan Sanatan Goswami, 6 Goswamis. He empowered them to write the literatures. And even his own biography, he empowered Raghunath Das Goswami to speak to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So in this way, how he glorified the 6 Goswamis. All of our Vaishnav literatures from that time are based on the writings of Rupan Sanatan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, after they left the holiest of all holy places, Sri Navadvip, non-different than Vrindavan, the most divine place of anywhere in the universe in this age of Kali. They had practically the whole area covered by the river Ganga and hidden. Why? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give the credit for the availability and accessibility of Navadvip to the whole world to Bhaktivinod Thakur and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He covered everything and empowered his own devotee to discover it. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, and he personally discovered Radhakund and Shamakund, but for the whole discovering of the various holy places of Krishna's Leelas and the excavation of those places, he gave all credit to the 6 Goswamis. And he gave the discovery of Navadvip to Bhaktivinod and Jagannath Das Babaji, these 2 great Thakurs. And for revealing the Dham through literature all over India, he gave that credit to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. and for bringing every possible caste and race and religion and every species of human beings to Mayapur to worship Sri Sri Panchatattva, Radha Madhava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that credit to our beloved Srila Prabhupada. This is a special feature of Lord Chaitanya, to glorify his own devotees. The first Gaur Purnima festival, when Prabhupada invited people from different temples throughout the world, there was only this one building, the Lotus Building, which was still a construction site. The place was infested with mosquitoes and so many other creatures. And as far as plumbing and all these things, there was not much of anything. But still, Srila Prabhupada called people from all over the world. From that small beginning, thousands and thousands of people are coming. Actually, we think about the devotees here. There's about 4,000 of you. But come on special festivals when Bengalis come. It's countless. Sometimes tens and thousands are here. And they're all coming from distant places. This is Srila Prabhupada's love for the world and his total dedication to the mission of his Gurudev. Today we are beginning our yatra, Kartik of 2009. This human life is very rare. Every moment is so precious. And the rarest of all things is the association of the Lord's devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught through Rupa Goswami five very important principles, most important to make spiritual progress: to associate with devotees, chant the holy names, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, worship the deities, and be in the holy dham. All of these five is really all we have here. There's nothing else to do. We worship the deity, we go to the holy places in the dham, we hear Hari Katha, we chant the holy names in the association of devotees. And to perform these devotional activities in the month of Kartik, hundreds of times greater is the effect than any other time. And to perform such activities in the holy dham of Navadvip, even that is increased manyfold. For the next 2 weeks, as this yatra is taking place, we have such a rare opportunity to make such spiritual progress. Yegatamam prapatyante tamstadaiva bhajamyaham. But we make progress according to our sincerity, according to how we put our heart and soul into practicing Krishna consciousness. It is our rule during yatras that we should not speak anything except the holy names, Harikatha, glorifying Krishna, glorifying the Vaishnavas, and words in a spirit of service. It's like we have announcements and all of that. This is a time to really try to establish within ourselves that type of discipline. At every moment, we should be trying to meditate on the holy names, on the Lord's pastimes. At every moment, whatever may come to us, whether it's enjoyable or whether it's causing us some suffering. Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam. We should be grateful. Tapasya in bhakti means to be grateful, whatever may come upon us. Whatever inconvenience, to be in Navadvip with so many devotees, in the presence of Panchatattva, Radha Madhava, and all of our acharyas, chanting the holy names and hearing Krishna Katha, any inconvenience is an insignificant, minute price for this blessing. We should see things in this perspective. If you want to really enter into the realm of Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the consciousness. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Das 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 Anudas. We should not try to be the master, the enjoyer, the proprietor, or the controller. The more we are in a sweet mood of serving the other Vaishnavas, if you want to know Krishna, you have to put the Vaishnavas in front of yourself. We should not be self-centered. It is our service attitude that attracts Krishna to empower us to taste the sweetness of the holy name, to be able to actually experience and see the beauty of the holy Dham. Like Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are eternally performing their pastimes here. We can feel it. We may even see it according to our service attitude. Selfishness is the enemy. But yet we are so inclined to fall into that state of mind. The cure is to serve. So let us try to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya's example. And during these days in our yatra, to be absorbed in a spirit of service of all the other devotees, to be absorbed in constantly trying to take shelter of the holy names, at every moment. Don't let a breath escape from your body without Krishna's name. That should be our determination during yatra, to be absorbed in hearing and chanting and praying in each place, wherever we may go. We are praying for pure devotional service, praying for a humble heart, devoid of ego, praying to overcome lust and envy and anger and greed and pride and illusion, praying for pure devotional service. This is the great fortune we are given. It is our prayer that all of the assembled devotees will put their hearts, their souls, their lives focused on serving the Vaishnavas and the holy Dham and the holy names, and becoming so spiritually surcharged with the eternal benefits of this yatra that it will invigorate and empower us throughout our whole lives on the path of bhakti. Thank you very much. Today, at this very moment, you will all begin going to various holy places. And every evening, at around 4:30, there will be Harikatha, a discourse on the glories of Sri Navadvip. This year is a special time. It is the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. So we will focus on this particular pastime throughout our yatra. In fact, in the second half of the yatra, devotees will be going to Katwa, Kanaka Nagara, the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his vows for the welfare of all humanity. So, this time, Shyamananda Prabhu will tell us what we are supposed to do.